It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too terribly bad. A little bit of light snow in some areas out there this morning, but otherwise a fairly typical morning for this time of the year. 23 degrees outside. It's relatively close to what it should be.
Yeah. Not too much wind, so that's good.
I guess when it's close to normal, we just don't have any right to complain about the weather now, do we? Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got several used electric ranges. Got in a 22-cubic-foot side-by-side refrigerator in good condition. Works good. Used electric room air conditioner, near new. Room air cleaner, excuse me. Microwave hood combinations, a couple of those make an offer. And one used built-in dishwasher. Two matched washer-dryer sets, two cooktops, one gas, one electric, and use electric and gas clothes dryers. Got a special on gas ones because the demand is not real good. Got used three used refrigerators with top freezer, one large capacity, one 10-cubic foot, and one 14-cubic foot, and still have that Maytag drying center for a quick sale. Freezers testing upright from 5 through and including 22-cubic foot, Whirlpool and Manning Frigidaire, and most of those are in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver and install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of that service later if it's needed. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Jim?
Excellent. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Have a couple of guests joining us here on the phone this morning. Bob and Janet Nelson from up in Audubon County join us here this morning. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Hey, thanks so much for your time this morning. We want to talk a little bit about a project that you guys are helping to spearhead up in the Audubon County area. It's kind of an interesting project. There are a lot of folks out that are trying to save some old buildings and old farmhouses and barns and things. What about old elevators? You guys have one close by that you're working on. Can you talk a little bit about the Ross Elevator Project?
Yes. We were real fortunate. We have got some good friends that have owned these elevators since the 1930s. And they asked us if we would be interested in purchasing it, and if so, if there was any chance we could restore it. Well, to be honest with you, I really haven't given that much thought prior to that. So we started doing some research, and we came across a gentleman in Montana that is the founder and president of the Country Grain Elevator Historical Society, and we called him, and he had actually visited the Ross Elevator years ago, and he remembered it, and this gentleman has visited over 5,000 grain elevators in North America. He, at that point, was able to give us some information on it. And he feels it's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, elevator left in Iowa.
Wooden grain elevators, which makes it definitely unique.
And a lot of people don't understand the history of the wooden grain elevators. You have to remember what it was like prior to the elevators for the farmers. If they wanted to sell their commodity, they had to bag their corn, put it in the back of their wagon, which of course was drawn by horses, and drive it to the nearest town, which could have been a day or more away. But when the elevators were built, they followed the railroads. When the railroads came through these counties, such as here in Ross, it was in the early 1880s. So you can only imagine what it was like for these people back then to have a local place to bring their commodity. It changed agriculture. In fact, it was the beginning of modern agriculture.
And due to this gentleman's telling us about how old our elevator was and the uniqueness of it, we went ahead and applied for a grant from the Iowa Barn Foundation. And they came out and looked at it, and they had awarded us a $25,000 matching grant. So we have 1 year to raise $25,000, either in donations or in kind. And then we have 2 years to complete the project, and we have a local contractor who wants to go ahead and do the project for us.
So these old wooden grain elevators were kind of the financial and social hub of a community. So why did they disappear?
Well, the main reason they disappeared was due to fire. They lost many, many elevators the wooden elevators when the steam engines would come through. Of course, steam engines produce sparks. Wooden elevators are all wood. These elevators were burning down right and left. Around the turn of the century, around 1900, the fad was to side these elevators with steel. And that's when our elevator was sided with steel. That greatly reduced the risk of the fires. But still, anybody that knows anything about grain knows that grain sparks happen. And again, with the wooden elevator always lost. And then, of course, the insurance industry got involved around that time and insisted that something be changed, and they stopped building elevators out of wood and went to concrete and steel.
And so that's what you see now are just concrete and steel elevators, not the original wooden built structure.
Well, the inside of some of these old wooden grain elevators, I can't imagine what it must have been like, the craftsmanship that it would take in some cases to put these together. They look much more elaborate on the inside than they do on the outside.
Well, we're fortunate that ours hasn't been updated. You will still see an occasional wooden grain elevator around. Most of the ones you do see, though, were built, say, after 1920. Ours still has the original wooden siding underneath the steel, but ours also has most of the original mechanism, which is amazing considering how many years it's been around. But something else about these old elevators is the way they were constructed. There were two ways to construct these elevators back then. One was cribbed and one was balloon framing. Ours is the crib construction. Ours is actually built out of 2x8s, 2x6s, and 2x4s laid flat, log cabin style, and spiked together. You just can't imagine how much lumber it would take to build such a thing. I mean, you couldn't do it today.
Oh, yeah, the cost would be prohibitive on something like that.
Yeah.
So what kind of state is this elevator in right now? What all needs to be done to help keep this for a while?
Well, it needs some work. It's obviously 130 years old. It's been open to the elements for quite a few years, and the elements and wood are not a good mix. There's a lot of rot. The foundation needs rebuilt. And something, again, very unique about this building, and it shows us how old it is, it has a stacked limestone foundation on the original structure. You just don't see that kind of foundation in something that is unless it's that old. So we're going to have to re-dig out that foundation and restack it, replace a lot of the rotten wood. Thankfully, we've got a great contractor who's willing to get involved with this. He's confident he can do it. It just takes time and money.
And we need a new roof on it, and then also some windows replaced.
Yeah, I guess first things first, you got to protect it from the elements before you can really dig in hard. And,
yeah.
And that sometimes is the more costly part of that, too. So are you working right now to get the word out? So that's what you're doing here today, and then looking to get some donations?
Yes, we are. We currently are. We had sent out, we've got an article that just appeared in the Audubon Advocate, and then also we have brochures out, and we've got a website that people can visit. It's called www.SaveRossElevator.com. And if they go to visit that, they can learn more about the elevator and its history. And also there's a donation button there if they want to do that online. And then also our contact information if they have additional questions. So that's SaveRossElevator.com.
Are there some other examples of projects like this out there?
Well, there are some out there. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of elevators being restored. A lot of people just do not understand the significance, how important they were. But if you get on the Internet, you will find a few out there. But as far as we know, there's been none in Iowa.
Not in Iowa, but in Illinois, in Atlanta, Illinois, there was a wooden elevator that was restored, and it's currently used. It's a museum, and they get visitors from all over the world, and then also students and classes coming to learn about historical agriculture. So, and that's what we're hoping for ours also, is to restore it to the point where it's safe and where students and people can learn about the history of our agriculture, because it's going by the wayside. It's with these wooden elevators, they're just disappearing.
Yeah, you took me right down that path. I was just going to ask you what the grand vision was once you're able to get this project done, what you see happening with it down the road. It's an educational opportunity.
Exactly, yes. That's exactly what we want to use it for. I mean, it's a wonderful thing for students to learn about. And actually, we had a teacher from another state who's from Iowa, and she visited the elevator and was really excited, and she's going to teach her students about it as well. So, and that's even a different state because it's so unique.
Excellent. Do you get a lot of visitors now? Do you get a lot of folks that ask questions about it?
We have a lot of people who ask questions about it, and we've actually have gotten in-kind donations of some large equipment use. And we don't have a lot of visitors. We're not encouraging a lot of people to come and walk around there right now. So we're just at the beginning stages of fundraising and trying to get the word out.
You know, I can understand why some folks around that area would be interested in donating to help out. Is it the romanticism of it, the fact that it's something historical, something from people's past, something they might remember maybe when they grew up? Is that why folks who don't necessarily live close by might be interested in helping a project like this?
That's exactly right. A lot of people, especially older farmers that have been around, they remember the wooden elevators, and they remember the relationships that they had and the camaraderie, talking with their neighbors and visiting, and it was kind of like the old-time coffee shop. And it was the place where people sold commodities. It was definitely the hub for a lot of the neighbors and the community to gather. That's where the trains went by, so it was the hopping place.
Well, as we said up front, in the agricultural economy, the old wooden grain elevator was probably the social and the economic hub of a community. It's the center of all that goes on.
Exactly. And so we're just trying to keep a little piece of that history alive so that our future generations can understand what it was like. And we're also trying to gather stories from people who remember what it was like in the early 40s or 50s when the Ross elevator did still work when we had the steam engine going by, and we are getting some stories like that also. So it's kind of fun.
It must be fun for you folks to be able to do this and bring folks together in a unique kind of way. So if folks do want to donate, how would they go about doing that?
They can visit our website at SaveRossElevator.com. And then there's a, like I said, they could learn more information about it, and they can donate online there. There's a donation section. Or they can, that's probably the best way for them.
Are you looking?
And they can contact us there also through the website.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Are you looking strictly for monetary donations?
No, we're also looking for in-kind donations as well, and also donations of, for instance, shingles and lumber and concrete and bricks. And we have, like I mentioned earlier, that we have some people who want to contribute, like a crane, mm-hmm. and then also an excavator and a backhoe. We've got some people who are donating the use of their heavy equipment, so that's pretty exciting.
Excellent. So you still have some room for some other things then, too. Well, that's great. Well, it sounds like a really fun kind of a project. I know these things are a little bit stressful. There's a time constriction on it. It's only going to be around so long. You've got some grant things to deal with, some timing issues involved there, too. But I'm guessing largely what keeps you going is the hope that this can continue on for several more generations.
Exactly. It's a really exciting project, and it's fun to hear the community members rally behind it and hear their stories. So it's something that we definitely want to keep for future generations.
Well, it takes good hard work from a lot of folks to help save the Ross Elevator. Bob and Janet Nelson, again, thanks so much for your time here this morning, and you folks have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Jim.
Thank you.
I want to turn things back over here this morning again to Kendall Warren so he could tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Tub sizes up to 5.1 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Clean washers and dryers that are made in the United States. They carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. In addition, the washer motor has 5 years, and the transmission of the washer, 15 years warranty. Gas and electric ranges, a full line of freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order, such as built-in cooktops, ovens, slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, and range hoods. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. And, of course, we do service the appliances we sell. top trade-ins on any clean used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. It's Thursday, the peanuts are out, coffee's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate it very much. Hey, thanks again to Bob and Janet Nelson for spending some time with us here on our program this morning. And if you'd like to learn more about that project, again, you can go online, SaveRossElevator.com. Squeeze that all together as one word, and you'll be good to go. You can find out everything you need to know there about that exciting local project. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.